In order to have a breakthrough, you have to actually break through. You have to let go of limiting beliefs and enter into a completely unknown to you frequency and state of being that is just simply a heightened state of conscious awareness. You have to be willing to let go of all that has held you back. Sometimes what is holding us back has become comfortable. We have to be willing to accept a certain amount of appropriate discomfort in moving forward into expanses and vistas that we have never set foot in before. It does not matter if others have done similar things. What matters is your own unique journey. What does it mean for you? What do you want to make it mean in an ideal circumstance? How are you willing to let go and take on this new understanding in your life? Again, this is scary stuff, or at least can be, but all of the fear is a type of egoic illusory fear. There is something out beyond our own personal known, and it is a place in which we become our highest self with a capital S, time and time again as we move further and further into its infinity. Nothing is here to hold us back unduly. We are coming into our own understanding all in the right time, all in divine time, something that is beyond our understanding altogether. It is a secular scientific spirit that guides us, drawn from a tradition of criticism that has unlocked the stopgaps to our fullest understanding. Divinity can be interfaced with. All that you truly seek is possible within the bounds of time and space. You are this ever-knowing, coming true in the form of a human being, a human life. Understand this deeply in your spirit, soul, body, mind, and heart to reveal that which is your birthright, namely everything you have ever wanted. It truly is that extensive and that thorough. You deserve all that you truly want, for that is who you are. Do not be afraid of what you want. It is the key to your salvation and understanding. Find a comfortable position in a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Sitting upright in a regular chair is totally fine to do. Rest the feet on the floor and draw the shoulders down the back. Place the hands and arms resting gently on the legs in the lap. Sit up straight but relaxed. Slowly take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. A couple more like this, in through the nose and out through the mouth. On the next out breath, gently close your eyes. Return to your normal breathing, breathing in and out of the nose. We're going to start with a body scan, checking in with how the body is feeling today. With no judgment and not trying to change anything, begin at the top of the head and scan down through the entire body, noticing any sensations as you go. Is there warmth or coolness, tightness or lightness? Do not try to change anything. Simply notice as you go, scanning all the way down through the body. Take the next several moments to do this. Now we are going to focus in on our breath. We will count 1 on the in-breath and 2 on the out-breath, 3 on the in-breath and 4 on the out-breath, and so on, up to a count of 10. If you prefer, you can simply pay attention to the in and the out-breath instead of counting. Remember to breathe normally. If your attention wanders, and it will wander, simply bring your attention back to your breath once you have noticed that you have wandered. Continue to focus in on your breath. If you have wandered, simply bring your attention back to your breath and begin counting once again. Remember to focus in on your breath. And now for a few moments, simply let your thoughts do whatever they want to do. Just let your mind be free for a few moments and allow yourself to think about whatever it is you would like to think about. And now slowly become aware of your surroundings once more, noticing any sounds. In your own time, gently open your eyes.